T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of Tyreek Hill, the news coming down late this week that the Kansas City wide receiver, one of the top playmakers, maybe the most dangerous playmaker in the league, maybe the most valuable non-quarterback in the league, Tyreek Hill, will escape suspension this season. He will not be suspended. That news was broken by my next guest, along with Ian Rappaport, James Palmer of the NFL Network, breaking that news late this week on Tyreek Hill, and he joins me right now on the show to talk about it. James, it's great to have you on the show. Have they given you your travel itinerary yet? Are you going to be bumping around the country here in just a little bit?
Yeah, we got it already. And, you know, speaking of Tyreek Hill, I'll be heading there tomorrow night for rookies and quarterbacks and coaches arrive tomorrow. So I'll be in St. Joe with the Chiefs, later in the week with the Bengals. I know we're stopping down in Houston to see you, of course. Cardinals, Eagles, Broncos, Colts. I think that's where I'm at right now. There'll probably be more added, but that's where we are in the first 2 weeks of training camp. Already been with the Broncos for about 4 days since they started early with the Hall of Fame game. So we're already off and running, man.
Yeah, no, I saw some of that on your Twitter today. I guess before we get to Tyreek Hill, you're based out of Denver. What's the mood heading into this season in Denver, both obviously with changes with Flacco there, but even big picture with the passing away of Mr. Bolin?
Yeah, you know, it's nice that you brought that up, because this was a really big day for the Bolin family. Had a chance to talk to a couple of his kids, and Johnny and Pat and Annabelle and Brittany, who's in line right now to be the one to take over the organization and will be getting a senior role with the team this coming year. And today was their Alzheimer Awareness Day that they do. And obviously we know that Pat passed away from Alzheimer's. His wife Annabelle is now battling Alzheimer's as well. And, you know, it was a really big day for the organization. And you know, it's a really special time coming up for them. It's been something they've been fighting for so long, for Pat to get into the Hall of Fame. And now that he is, and them playing in the game, and Champ Bailey going in as well, had a great career in Denver. It's you know, it was a sad time when it happened, but, you know, I think there's a lot of smiles right now that Pat Bolin is getting his due by being really, in my opinion, one of the most influential people in the history of the NFL.
Yep, and he'll be celebrated next week for sure at the Hall of Fame ceremony. James Palmer joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's get into the Tyreek Hill news, James, that you broke on Friday along with Ian Rappaport. I guess just your initial reaction, no suspension for Tyreek Hill. Are you surprised?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people from, you know, looking at it from a distance, Sean, would say, yeah, it's a big surprise, specifically just looking at, you know, the audio tape that was released, more or less, that came out on draft day, and the threat that he made to Crystal Espinal, his then fiance, that he was going to get something for that. But I started hearing, you know, man, even 10 days to 2 weeks ago, that this was starting to look really favorable if you were Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs, and how this was going to come down. And I was starting to hear maybe it'll be 2 games, and then may start hearing maybe it'll be no games. And then, you know, knew a day or two before it broke on Friday that there was a pretty good chance it was going to be no games. And I think when you look at, and you followed it closely, you look at all the evidence that was there that Tyreek was able to present to the NFL on June 26th, when he had an eight hour plus meeting with them. They saw that this was a circumstance of its own. Didn't want to compare it to any of the other circumstances that have happened. Ezekiel Elliott's the first one that jumps to mind, and that they thought that everything that they gathered, what he said on that audio tape, was not worthy, you know, going against everything else that they had, essentially in his favor, that it wasn't worthy to give him any sort of fine with the conduct policy or any sort of game suspension.
Is this something that could open back up, though, if something else comes around? Like, I almost feel like Tyreek Hill's going to be in training camp. But the case, to my knowledge, I don't know that CPS in Kansas City is done with this case yet, and you still have a 3-year-old, maybe a 4-year-old now, with a broken arm in this thing. I mean, I guess, is there a sense that the book is closed on this thing, or is there a sense that this thing could heat back up again?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not closed. If it heats back up, that's the part that we don't know, right? It's definitely open to where, if new evidence comes to light, this hasn't been signed, sealed, delivered, shut. In the case of any sort of, you know, child abuse or in that sense, they're not pursuing anything, but that doesn't mean they've closed the case. And that's the way that Johnson County is handling it, to where, whenever new evidence comes into these things with anything with children, it's always an ongoing. It can just, you know, they're not pursuing it at a certain moment until new evidence comes to light. And that's kind of where all of this stands. There's now a custody battle that's going on between both sides, and that part is, you know, obviously ongoing. But this is something that's not, like, final, in stone. It'll be zero. Like, if more comes to light, the NFL will look at more if there's more evidence to be presented. But they believe they've seen everything as of right now that can be presented to them.
James Palmer, NFL Network, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. How does this impact Tyreek Hill when it comes to his contract? The talk before this story came out several months ago was that they were ready to make him the highest paid receiver in football. Are they still ready to make him the highest paid receiver in football?
Now, that part of it, specifically highest paid receiver in football, that's we'll see. And we're gonna have to wait a little bit for this. With everything that has gone down, it was early March, right, when it came out that he was going to possibly be the highest paid receiver in football, and then everything came after that. What my understanding is going to happen is they're going to kind of handle all of this right now. There's a lot to handle, a lot to unpack. Tyreek still needs to speak to the media when he arrives on the 26th to camp. I'm assuming he would speak that first day he arrives. Andy Reid needs to address the media on Tuesday. That's why I'm heading down there already. And the Chiefs and the league still need, you know, to really get everything in order and approach this before they get into the contract stuff. So my understanding is it's going to be weeks, could be a month, could be 2 months before they start picking things up with a contract. And I do know that there's going to be some really specific language in this contract. And I think the Chiefs need to do that to try to protect themselves, even if Tyreek is innocent in this sense. And that's the case. And if he is innocent, he still has put himself around some questionable people and made some questionable decisions himself to where they need to protect themselves throughout the duration of the contract that they want. But they are going to start talking contract with him, and they are going to heat back up. But I think it's going to take a little bit while from what I'm told before they get into that.
Where's he on your list of difference makers in the league on the field? Like, what? How big a swing is this for the Kansas City Chiefs that they don't have to worry about him being out for two or four or six games this season?
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, from a straight football sense, and if we just talk football, yeah, I mean, I don't know who makes a bigger – I don't know anybody who's made an argument to me that I've spoken to that says they've never seen a faster football player and quicker football player in pads on a field that they've gone against. And that's the majority of the people that you talk to that are defensive backs and defensive coordinators, that they've never seen anything like it. And just what he was able to do with Patrick Mahomes in his first year as a starter, one would just assume – that it's going to be better when they have more chemistry and more time to spend together. Now, they didn't get this offseason as they wanted to build together. Travis Kelce wasn't out on the field either because of injury. So now with training camp, they're going to try to build on what they have, and they added a pretty good piece in Mecole Hardman. And, you know, I think this is still going to probably be the most dynamic offense in football, and I don't know if anybody really can do what Tyreek Hill does to a game, and I think we've all seen it.
James Palmer, NFL Network, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Houston's one of your stops, James. Obviously, you used to be in town here covering the Texans when Bill O'Brien got here. When you get to Houston, is your first question about Jadeveon Clowney holding out or about the five-headed general manager?
I mean, there's going to be a lot of guys wearing hats, and it's going to be an interesting take, and Bill has a lot on his plate. I'm really concerned, and my biggest question mark is if they're going to find a way to – I mean, when Deshaun Watson sacked 62 times, you got to find a way to protect the future of your franchise. And I think if they do any sort of job protecting him, they're a real legit contender. But if they can, I don't think they're a contender at all. No matter how good that they are everywhere else on the field, I just think if they can get better up front, which I'm not sure if they did, to me, that's what I'd like to see. Hopefully, I'm there on a day that they're hitting, and I get a chance to see some of those guys go against their premier pass rushers. I'll be there, I believe, the 29th, I think, Sean. So make sure you're at practice.
Be there.
that's a big one for me. Obviously, I think the JD situation is one to keep an eye on. But I had heard in camp in West Virginia last year that they weren't going to give him a long-term deal. So I'm not really surprised by where things kind of stand right now.
Yeah, it's the Clowney situation is the Clowney situation is interesting. If there weren't a general manager vacancy, everybody would be talking about that. But it'll be one of the more intriguing training camps you get to. I promise you that, James.
For sure.
For sure. James Palmer getting ready to hit the road and hit a bunch of training camps throughout the country. Keep an eye on him on the NFL Network on TV. James, appreciate the time on a Sunday evening, man. Nice job on the Tyreek Hill news, and looking forward to seeing you down here in H-Town, my man.
Appreciate it, brother. Looking forward to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.